Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 16th of April at 6:30. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to IKEA as they publish their annual results for Ireland, and we'll be looking at the Copyright and Related Rights Act and its impact on musicians and performers and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Kate Duffy in the Irish Examiner reports that Ryanair has said that jet fuel suppliers are guaranteeing shipments until at least mid-May, though the situation remained fluid as the war in the Middle East plays out. In addition, airlines are likely to pass on their higher fuel costs through more expensive fares for the summer season. Ryanair, which is Europe's biggest low-cost carrier, has said, if the Iran war finishes soon, then supply will not be disrupted, according to a spokesperson. If the closure of the Strait of Hormuz continues into May or June, then we cannot rule out risks to fuel supplies at some airports in Europe. Ryanair's comments echo those of Virgin Atlantic chief executive Cornel Kuster, who said earlier this week he could see about 6 weeks of secure fuel supplies left. Euronews reports that a decisive break from its origins as a sustainable footwear maker, Allbirds, is exiting consumer products entirely to reposition itself as a provider of AI compute infrastructure. According to a company announcement, shares in the firm rose 580% on Wall Street. The move comes as the business seeks to capitalize on strong demand for specialized computing resources, redirecting capital away from its legacy operations towards high growth opportunities in AI. Allbirds has already entered into a definitive agreement to sell its brand and all footwear assets to American Exchange Group. The purchaser plans to maintain the Allbirds legacy business and continue supplying products to customers. And the BBC reports that Ulster University is set to make up to 450 staff redundant. Staff were informed of the potential job cuts at a meeting held by the Vice-Chancellor yesterday. They were told that the university hoped to achieve the job cuts through voluntary redundancies, but compulsory redundancies could not be ruled out. The university currently employs around 3,000 staff. In a statement, a UU spokesperson said that redundancies across the higher education sector have become unavoidable.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.